yeah. Me and Dave, huh? We're going to have some chat tomorrow. You big Depeche Mode fan, Fiona?
Do you know what? I have to tell you, I've wiped your eye with Dave Gann because I interviewed him 100 years ago.
Okay.
Back in the day. And, they're really smart. They were always a really smart band, kind of step above. Because they kind of came out in that kind of smash hitsy, kind of just can't
Top
get
of
enough.
The pops and all
then
that.
They
yeah.
started going deep and dark. And really good stuff.
Okay. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully I'll rewipe your eye, if you know what I mean.
Feel free to rewipe my eye.
You're in for a chat. There's a lot on your mind. Let's kind of get into it straight away. You want me to do an experiment?
So I want to talk to you about basketball.
Okay. Really?
And I want you to say basketball. Just say it right now.
Basketball.
Did you play basketball in school?
I did, but then I fell the night before my dad.
Yeah, don't care. No. Just keep saying basketball.
I fell when I was playing basketball the night before my dad.
Right.
On my nose. And I kind of had a big kind of bruised, swollen nose. And
did it ruin your photos?
Mommy.
You see, I've lost interest in basketball now. I just want to talk about this.
A big perm on me. What more can I say? The vote is working great.
Basketball.
And basketball.
I played it in school as well.
Really?
And the reason that I am shoehorning it into every conversation this afternoon is a little experiment. So both you and I'm committing the mortaler sin that I've my phone in studio with me, but we both have them on. Now, they're on silent, but they're beside us. And we're saying basketball several times, and I've already said it to the producer, Niamh, earlier, because this comes from when I was at Electric Picnic this autumn, I was walking through the campsite with my best friend, and we were talking about how bad we are at camping. And I said, my sister's brilliant at camping.
We went camping.
Yeah, we were posh camping. We cheated, posh camping.
We did. We actually went to a bed and breakfast, but never mind, that's another story. Go on.
Anyway, legitimately in EP we were intense, right?
Glamping.
But glamping. Mm-hmm. And we were saying how bad we were at camping and basketball. And and I said, my sister's really good and has all the camping gear. And I said, she even has one of those like little lightweight pizza ovens you bring around with you. And my friend said, oh, an umi oven. I said, is that what they're called? I didn't say the word, she did. And when we went back to the tent, 10 minutes later, I looked at Instagram and the first thing on it was an ad. On my Instagram was an ad trying to sell me an umi pizza oven. Now, I've never ordered a pizza in my life. I've never. No, probably not. I certainly have never used my phone to order a pizza. It's not something I'm very interested in, but out of nowhere. And I didn't say umi. I've said it a lot now.
Yeah.
She did. And so what we're trying to do by rekindling our great love of basketball is we're going to see by the end of the programme if we have got any ads on our phones trying to flog us basketballs or anything associated. So I can tell you when Niamh and I were on the phone earlier, as we were talking about basketball at great length, she got an ad from Decathlon on her Facebook feed. So now I've looked, I checked just before I came in, and mine are all just still cat videos and ads for really cheap jewellery. They know me so well.
No, I just have Roy Keane is linked to replace his former United captain.
Well, that's not an ad now, to be fair.
Rebecca Allen loves anti-aging cleansing oil that prevents wrinkles. Vogue Williams tells of fright.
Yeah, you're reading your headlines. You're not reading your ads.
Okay, sorry. Would you just, where's my ads?
Are you on Facebook?
Yeah,
I'm on Facebook. I'm not on Facebook, but wait till I go to my Instagram and see what I've
anyway,
got.
Anyway, isn't that weird sometimes though? You brought the topic up, basketball.
See,
whatever.
I think that it's become much more.
When you don't say the word and you only think it, or you think of a person and then you get a friend request.
See, I think
what's
now
going on?
There's
why is
mind
that
reading
problem?
Going on. Mm. You know, I do think that, like, we all accept now, and it's funny because 10 years ago, people used to go, your phone listens to you. And people would go, well, you're mad. You know, put on your tinfoil hat and off you go. But we now, you know, accept that your phone listens to you. So why can't it read your mind? So we all get very targeted algorithms. When I turned 50, and I know, Brenda, you're many, many years away from that.
Away from that.
Unfortunately, in the wrong direction. But anyway, I went overnight. I don't know whether you noticed this. So like when I was 49 and 364 days old, I was still getting ads going, live your best life. And you go, you know, kind of scuba diving in the Maldives and you know, put on this fake tan and be fantastic. And literally 24 hours later, it was, well, you need a replacement hip and a hearing aid. And have you considered how you're going to pay for your funeral because you're poor family? And like literally overnight, without me doing anything except the calendar turning. Mm. And I just think it's really interesting that these algorithms are getting smarter and smarter.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
It really is. And for me, when I turned 40, I can't remember what age it was now. But you'd get how to look sexy when you're 50.
Yeah.
And these ads of these I
remember getting one which was something like 50 hairstyles you might be able to get away with when you're 50.
Or don't wear mascara when you're 50. All these things you shouldn't do.
It was basically stop going out, accept it's all over, and get a hearing aid. And we'll talk about it.
And
then,
your knees are going to fall apart along with your hips and everything.
Overnight.
And come here, did you hear our chat about school and alternative schooling? Because in terms of parental advice, you want to talk about that for a minute as well.
I also want to mention this. And again, this is a conversation that I recalled having for a thing I was writing this week. At some point I will write a longer piece about advice to parents of young children, because you know more than myself, we're coming to the end of that long road of
I still have a 13-year-old.
I know, but you're like, what were you at? I mean, I've said that to you before.
Me and Hillary Swank.
What happened there? Yeah. What the hell happened there? Well, I am done and dusted. I mean, my baby is about to turn 21. But it's kind of, I've sort of amassed a couple of little bits of advice that I sort of wish that somebody had told me back in the day, because it could have saved a lot of time.
Like?
And, well, the one that brought this to mind is when my eldest was a toddler, she went through a phase where she wore swimming armbands all the time, like in the house, morning, noon, slept with them and everything. Now, it was a very short phase. And I remember just, you know, I had three kids and I didn't care. My mother became consumed with, you cannot allow the child to wear the armbands. Like, this is, she can't go out like that. She cannot be going down the road. You can't put her in the car and all this. And I remember just saying to my mother, what's the harm? What's the harm? And I think that is great advice. Like, if what your child is doing is not harming them or anyone else or damaging the world, the property, the environment, just leave them off, like, you know, let them do it. So that's kind of...
I think for me, if I was looking back, the time I have spent giving out to them about whose turn it is to do at washing up or clearing, like, you know, I wasted so much energy and I ended up doing it myself.
Yeah.
Anyway,
you know. See, I didn't even bother really allocating. I just did it all myself.
What else would you say to your 20-something-year-old self?
Very important. And coming into this time, I hate to say it, but it's coming into the relevant time of the year. Crucial advice. And I got this from another parent. Always have as many Smith's catalogues as you have children.
Yes.
Yeah. In the house. So in both our cases, three Smith's catalogues at all time. Do not be getting the Christmas Smith's catalogue for one child if you've more than one child.
Yeah.
Because there'll be fights and there'll be rows. And they will get as much educational reading out of the piece of the Smith's catalogue when it arrives in the house is brilliant, isn't it? Like you can get a week's piece.
And come here, and do you know what? It's great bedtime reading as well. Instead of Fireman Sam or whatever. Folks, there are so many applications listening to everything we say. We hope you're listening, by the way, on your way home. If you don't believe me, go home and ask Alexa, says Noel. What was I going to say?
I'm checking now to see if I have anything.
I got a thing from a bakery school.
We were talking about rubbish jewellery.
I got bakery traineeship.
Yeah.
Which might be connected to our discussion about the ovens. Basketball.
Do you know what I've just got? Sorry.
What?
A must-have chest sticker for every fashionista. Sweat-proof sticky bras that give all-day hold. So in other words, if you're going to play basketball, you better get yourself a sweat-proof bra. Look at the state of you, you ancient old crone. That they don't say that, it's just implied. But I'm actually not getting the basketball thing.
No,
which I'm really,
I think we're doing something
about
wrong. Maybe they know we're on air and we're trying to get it. That's how much they're actually listening to us. We were talking about playing etiquette, Fiona, just earlier on the show. And someone has texted in and said, I am an ex-captain crew member and I worked on a flight from the Far East and had made plans to come home to Ireland. I bought boarded the flight in Heathrow to Dublin. I had a window seat and was seated beside two nuns. As I worked the flight from the Far East, I fell asleep before leaving London. I woke up after landing in Dublin to realise I'd slept on one of the nun's shoulders. When I composed myself, I noticed I drooled all over her shoulder. I haven't had the heart to tell her. God love her. She obviously did not want to disturb me as I was in a uniform. Said John, it's a man as well, drooling on a nun.
I once, and it wasn't a breach of etiquette, it was a pure accident, breast milk leaked out of a breast milk container onto a man's suit, a man's good, expensive suit in the overhead cabin, a stranger, onto a complete stranger's suit.
And back we go to the sticky bra. Indeed,
you see, it all comes back to the sticky bra. I thought we could do athleticism and basketball. They just want to do sticky bras and leaking.
Anyway, it's always amazing to talk to you. Always, Fiona. Great, great buddy. Thanks so much. Thanks to Grace and all the team for talking to me. That's all we've time for today. I'll be back tomorrow. Great to see you, Fiona. Stay tuned for Drive Time with Cormac, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
It's the Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.